Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Hey!
Yo, Tim, man, it's the jump off right here, man. Whoa! It's Queen B. It's the jump off. I've been gone for a minute, now I'm back with the jump off. Boom's in the club, case I'm jump off.
Oh, we started something, Kim. Lil' Kim, featuring Mr. Cheeks, doing the jump off.
Can't believe you keep finding these songs.
Oh, man, that's what I do for a living. You know, you take care of dogs and cats, and I take care of music. It works out well. From Apple Tree Animal Hospital, it's our pleasure to welcome back Dr. Kim. So, how you doing?
Oh, good. It's been pretty crazy
lately.
I would
think, yeah.
Yeah. Quite the changes right now.
Well, now you, and you have to do an extra step, so people can't come in the building. So now we're hoping for good weather because you and the staff got to keep running outside all the time.
Oh, yeah. The curbside, it's been pretty difficult. Definitely, you know, the past couple of weeks we've had some pretty rainy days and in and out, trying to limit, you know, everybody's contact and be able to stay open and keep pets healthy. And but, yeah, it's definitely been pretty difficult the past couple of weeks.
And, well, no particular end in sight. Are you hearing anything?
Not right now.
Okay.
You know, we've stopped all elective surgeries because we're trying to limit our use of personal protective equipment so that human medical staff have access to that. So
now, I'm sorry, Kim. What do we consider elective?
So spays and neuters. If it's a pet and dentals, if it's a pet that really needs that has like a tooth root abscess that we need to get that tooth out, then we'll perform that, but we're really trying to limit all of those surgeries so that we're not utilizing any of the PPE equipment that other people do need, but still trying to be there for the community and to help the pets that everybody has. And everybody's really, you know, owners are really in tune right now to their pets because they're spending a lot of time with them.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And people are picking up more than they normally pick up about their pets because, again, I never noticed that little wobble in his walk
or
something. Yeah,
see, I know that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
when the mutts do something different, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. No, that's not.
Oh, yeah.
That's not what they do.
Everybody's going out for long walks now, so their pets are getting a little sore. And
yep.
I mean, exercise is good for them, but a lot of them, some of them overdo it, you know, and some of them are getting extra cookies and extra food at home, so.
Yeah.
Like the rest of us, Kim.
Well, yeah.
I know.
When you were talking about elective surgery, that's why I was wondering, you know, we got any plastic surgery, any tummy tucks, you know?
No tummy tucks.
Okay. You know, boy, you're putting on a little weight. Let's get a tummy tuck in. Lose 5 or 10 pounds, but ticks. You seen any?
Oh, big time! Yeah. And especially, you know, everybody's out walking and in the woods. Mm-hmm. I was out this past weekend and picked a couple off of myself and my husband too. So, yeah, making sure definitely getting your pets on that flea and tick prevention and keeping them on year round now, especially with all the different tick diseases we're seeing in this area.
Now. We know, well, you should know, not you, but people, that not every tick carries Lyme, okay? So just because you pick up a tick or your dog picks up a tick doesn't mean, you know, oh, Lord, I'm going to, doesn't mean that. But if you do, or if your dog picks up a tick that has Lyme, how long does it take for the dog to show symptoms of Lyme?
Well, that's tricky because on our tests, usually it won't show up for about 3 to 4 months if we're testing to show. Yeah, but I've seen pets that have shown clinical signs, so they've had fevers and pain in their joints just from the week prior. And treating with doxycycline, you know, unfortunately, you could send out a full tick panel, a titer, to see, but some owners don't want to do that. But we're seeing signs of clinical signs of Lyme disease just after a week.
And obviously, you're savvy enough, you can pick up on that stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's definitely, you know, it's scary for the owners when all of a sudden their pet's not walking and not eating and just not themselves. And it's something that we can hopefully prevent just with keeping them. You know, they have the Seresto collars that will last 8 months. There's the oral flea and tick. There's topical. There's lots of options out there for owners. So definitely speak with your veterinarian on which one would be best for your pet.
And now let me ask, Lyme disease isn't necessarily a death sentence for the dog, right?
Correct.
Okay. I just don't want people to think, oh, my God, they've got Lyme, they're going to die. No, it's not that way.
No, it isn't that way.
No. Unfortunately, some dogs can develop the more severe form, which is Lyme nephritis. It affects the kidneys. And unfortunately, a lot of those cases can be fatal.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, you know, just like with people, you see more of the classic signs like painful joints, swelling, fever, that can be treated and that do respond to antibiotics.
Awesome. And now let's talk about prevention a little bit. Let's get a question from one of our listeners, Kim. Good morning, Don from Concord. Go ahead and ask Dr. Kim.
Yeah, Doc. This was an article that was in the Country magazine for this month. They said take a solution of 50% water, 50% vinegar, and spray your dog with it, that it would prevent the ticks. Have you ever heard of that?
I haven't. I know there's a lot of more holistic approaches that people use, like different oils that they'll put on their pets to help deter ticks from sticking on them, and I assume that's probably what they're getting at with the vinegar, that hopefully that would keep the ticks off of them. The problem with that is you don't know how long that's going to last or how many times you have to spray your pet or if it's going to start to irritate their skin if you don't have the mixture right. So I would think that would be something that, you know, there are holistic veterinarians out there that you could speak with different types of products, but that's not one that I'm familiar with.
No, there was two other things there. They had one, if you had ticks on them and they had bored in a little bit, was to use vinegar on it, and it would back them out till you could take them off with the tweezers. And the other was in their water dish, put a tablespoon of vinegar or distilled vinegar, apple cider vinegar, in the water dish.
Who sponsored this? A vinegar company?
I have no idea, but I'm just curious whether she had heard. Have a good one.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Don.
Ingesting vinegar? I mean, what? So that puts the stink from the inside out and scares the ticks away? I don't know.
I mean, there are a lot of over-the-counter approaches people have used in the past that I've heard. And, you know, some owners do say they're effective. And there are products out there with the different extracts that have the stronger odors. And we've heard some people have said it really works. Others say it doesn't. So I think it's all, from what I've seen, I don't find them as effective. Removing ticks, I found that I've had owners put Vaseline on to kind of help smother the tick, and then it releases.
I've heard that too. I've heard the Vaseline thing because it chokes them. It smothers it.
Makes it easier to remove, but they do have they make what's called like a tick spoon that you can purchase in a pet store.
Oh,
and
yes.
It kind of just it kind of scoops them right off, so it removes their mouth parts too. And those are very useful for owners at home as well.
Right, because sometimes when you do the tweezers, you're just pulling, like, the body out, but it's still in there.
Not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if you're doing a topical or if you give an oral for flea and tick, should I put a collar on too? I mean, is that not a lot of need for that?
Well, you don't have to, but there are cases that I've seen that dogs are very high tick area, especially hunting dogs, that are always in those grasses. I've had owners that use both, that said they're still seeing some, and they find it's more effective using both together, which you can.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, it's going to be a challenging. I mean, how long is this going to go on? Curbside service, you know, at least through April, May, June. What did I hear this morning? Oktoberfest in Munich, Germany, is getting canceled.
I heard that.
I went, whoa,
Oktoberfest.
Wait a minute. I've got stuff, you know, that my New Mexico soiree is you know, in the what? I'm going to cancel that.
Well,
now?
But I know. But at the same time, if you go to New Mexico, you're not getting together with 1,000 people that are, you know, drinking giant steins of beer. So.
Well, no, but I got to hang out with these scurvy little carriers in Albuquerque until I can get out. So
all right. Just stay away from the Lederhosen people. Yeah, that's all.
Again, not a lot of those in Albuquerque, but okay, fine.
I know, so you should be okay.
Wow.
But Germany, it's a different sitch because they all get together in giant halls and haul back some beer. Yeah,
I know. It's like going to Ireland. 7:25. You're closed on Saturdays now?
We are right now. It's just been it's been so busy that. And trying to limit the amount of people, we've just decided at this point to close on Saturdays, and we're there from 8 to 6, Monday through Friday. So we're just trying to fit everybody in and help our patients and give the girls a little bit of a break on the weekends because it's been a lot of extra work and pretty stressful lately.
I was going to say, there's only, what, 5 of you?
Yeah, there's not many.
Yeah. And, man, in, out, on, surgery, boom, 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 boom. I mean, you guys are moving. So I don't begrudge you taking the Saturdays off.
Thank you.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure. But has business picked up for you from when we first started?
It actually is still really busy, which surprises me, but... Like I said, I think a lot of owners now are home and they're kind of watching their pets and they have the time to take and they want to come in and make sure their pets are healthy. And so it's definitely been very busy, which is great. You know, we're very lucky that we're essential and that my team has jobs. So.
I'm waiting to hear a but.
Oh, no.
Oh, no but. That's great.
No, I heard you saying we're grateful.
Tired.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah. But that's okay. You know, at least we're out there and we're able to help the community, and that's the most important thing right now.
Are you surprised that the business still has been that strong?
I am. I'm on a lot of the groups that veterinary practice owners throughout the country, and you see a lot of posts that a lot of people are struggling very severely. And it's very sad because so many businesses are closing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm hoping it doesn't come to that point up in this area if everybody just stays, you know, stays nice, safe and healthy. And that's we're trying to do our part to maintain good hygiene and make sure, you know, our customers are healthy as well and not exposed to anything.
Well, it sounds like there's, I mean, just in terms of populations, sounds like there's a need for what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So oh, yeah.
So I can't believe that you know, you'd close down. And again, I don't want people getting, you know, hearing one part of this conversation. Oh, my God, did you hear? Apple's, no. They're not closing. I'm not saying that. I just want, you know, obviously I want you to keep going and do well. And people, money's tight. No. And people have to pick and choose where they're spending their money. But they're, you know, responsible pet owners are still spending their money on their cats and dogs, man.
Yep, and we're, you know, very grateful for our community. You know, we have a great amount of wonderful clients around this area, and we're very fortunate. So it's nice to be able to help them during this time and hopefully help support other veterinarians that might need it as well. You know, there's your local veterinarians are out there, and they're still working very hard. So just... We had one client come in and just say thank you and gave us a card, and it was, you know, the best feeling because it's aww. A stressful time for everybody.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
So,
yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And it's very nice. I know that you haven't lost your sense of humor, as tired as you guys get, because I had called over and ended up talking to Amy.
And, yeah, for Tilly.
And she said, Okay, you know, when you get here, call. We'll come outside. I said, no, I'll just pull in the parking lot and lay on the horn. She goes, go ahead. And I'll sit inside and just watch you laying on the horn. And I'm like, wow, wow. Giving me attitude. I like that.
Well, hello. What's attitude but pulling in and laying on the horn? That sounds like a little attitude.
It worked with my first girlfriend. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that lasted
and
2 weeks.
And he actually did it. We were all laughing.
But see, that's what I like. You haven't lost your, you know, you haven't lost that that little sense of, you know, that keeps you gives you an edge. So that's good.
Yeah.
Now that is good. Well, look, stay healthy, stay well. The best to you and Chris and Tiffany and Amy and Jeanette and everybody. You got a great crew. And are you still? I mean, if somebody's looking for a place to take their dog or cat, are you still taking patients?
We are.
Okay.
Yep. No, we still are.
Again,
what are you, a sucker for punishment?
No, she's essential. She's essential. No. And people are realizing how much, you know, pets are a part of the family now that the family's all kind of hunkered in together.
Really?
You know?
And yeah. Now is the time when you realize you're spending more time with your dog or your cat. That's when you realize, I really hate people. I love my cat and my dog. Okay? And this just, you know, so you got to take care of them. 746-5050 is the number right off exit 6. Interstate 89, Apple Tree Animal Hospital. You can't miss it. Easy on, easy off, easy to get to. And Dr. Kim in the house. And anytime you hear us playing this, you'll know Kim's in the house. Kim, stay well. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too. Kim. Thanks. That's awesome.
Yeah, okay. I'm doing it for her. 7:31. I'm not listening to Kim on my own. Sorry. 7:31 is the time.
That's for Dr. Kim Chase. That's awesome.
No, we love Kim. Kim's great.